Hi, gang. Bob Bolving here for The Mystery Project in Episode 7 of Clean Sweep by Elf Silver. A suicide in Number 2 County with two bullets in his head. And as well, there's talk of conspiracy. It's enough to send Bonnie Marsden on the trail of... what? Deborah Allen and Richard Donat star as Bonnie and Ben Marsden in Death by Innuendo by Elf Silver.
Corporal Kowalczyk, 1011, 1065.
1066.
In that case, Brenda, I think I'll...
Jude!
10-6.
Bastards. You're all in it together. Suicide?
Back away from the vehicle.
Oh, what? You're gonna do me like they did my father?
What's the problem?
Oh, no problem, Ben. Big celebration. They just closed their case. Found Dad in the woods with a single shot .22 and two bullets in his head. Suicide. Yeah. He shot himself in the head once, then worked the bolt and put another shell in and shot himself again. Bastards.
Can you get him out of here?
Yeah. Come on, Reed. Let's go get some supper.
I'm not hungry.
Oh, you will be by the time we get anywhere. Probably have to push my truck half the way. Corporal, what about your headlight?
Somebody must have backed into it while I was in the donut shop.
In you go, Reed.
I got my own vehicle.
I know, but I don't think you want to be driving on the highway just now. I'd take you for a pizza, but I'm...
Yeah, me too. Or I'd have had another beer.
Oh, you had one beer?
Yeah.
Sleeping any lately?
Some. Should let me pound that friggin' Mountie.
I don't think it would have turned out that way, Reed.
Kowalczyk ain't that big.
No, but... didn't you wonder why he climbed out with his flashlight on a sunny spring day? You ever see one of them long-handled Mountie flashlights up close? Sometimes it's the last thing you see for quite a while.
Don't matter. Nothing friggin' matters. All rotten from the ground up and under. Some son of a bitch killed my old man and they're covering it up.
Why would they want to do that?
Following orders. You know my dad was a safety inspector.
No. I knew he had something to do with the Department of Mines before he retired.
Early retirement. One day, just out of the blue, he drives in and tells him he'll settle for half his pension. I asked him why 100 times. He'd just say, oh, I get tired of breathing coal dust, or, oh, I want to get out into the garden more while I can still bend. Now we know why.
Why?
The North Star Mine. Same reason they're having the North Star... inquiry or commission or whatever the hell they want to call it. 23 men.
Yeah. I knew so.
23 men and just one tombstone. They killed those guys.
Oh, come on, Reed.
Come on yourself, Ben. They all knew the place was rotten. Mine managers, politicians, $100 million of federal money and provincial money. And still, the only way they could make it look like it was making profits, like it wasn't just a friggin' scam to buy votes, was to drive the miners like mules into hell with safety regulations.
Is that what your dad told you?
Dad? Nope. Old Horton Olson wasn't much for telling anybody anything. They teach you that in the forces. Keep it in the family.
You were family?
Different kind of family. You don't go telling your wife and kids what you heard in the mess or underground. Now it's all public whatchacallit. All those bastards in suits getting up on the stand and pretending no one told them the mine roof was held together with duct tape and chewing gum. I asked Dad if he was going to testify at the inquiry. He said, I don't have to. Because you see, he quit 6 months before the cave-in. I don't have to. Where are we going?
Oh, I figured I'd run you home, and then tomorrow I can run you back into town to get your car. Donna's probably got you supper on the table already.
No. My mother came to pick her up so Donna could drive her into Halifax to sign some papers. They're going to have supper somewheres there.
Well, Bonnie always cooks more than me and Melissa can eat. What do you say?
Knives go on the right hook.
I remember. Daddy's never late for spaghetti.
Well, if he's not here in the next 5 minutes, he'll have to eat it cold.
Coming up on the news, at the North Star inquiry today, the deputy minister testified that he has no recollection of a private meeting with Safety Inspector Borton Olson, and that, tragically, Mr. Olson is no longer here to refresh his memory.
There's Daddy.
In the weather pit.
I see him, honey.
There's another man, too. The man we get your bunnies from.
Reed Olson.
Why would those Chrysler bastards give a damn about another man dead if it saves a... Hello, Melissa. How are the bunnies doing?
There's gonna be more. They've been doing the bunny hop.
Reed was sort of loose ends, Bonnie, so I thought you wouldn't mind setting another plate.
No. Of course I don't mind. More coffee, Reed?
No thanks, Bonnie.
I swear Melissa spends more hours out there playing with the rabbits than she does at school.
Better that than watching TV.
You know, Dad used to say, a mind roof will talk to you. You want to listen what it's trying to tell you. First, it'll just whisper. I'm getting a little awkward up here. If you don't hear that, it'll give you a few more days or a few more weeks, and then groan at you again a little louder. Then it'll try to tell you louder. And if you don't hear that... 23 men buried a half mile underground.
Come on, Reed. I'll drive you back to town and find your car. I'd say you're road safe now. Who else have you been expecting?
Took you a long time to drive to town and back.
Oh, I stopped at the fire hall on the way home.
Aren't you getting into bed?
In a minute. One of the guys that worked at North Star was at the fire hall having a few beers. More than a few. I asked him, if that mine was such an obvious accident waiting to happen, why didn't he quit?
What'd he say?
Said he tried to quit. But you, I told him he'd have to have a 3-month waiting period for quitting without good reason. So he could either put his family on welfare or keep on going underground.
What a sin.
The government departments all had to work together, you see. If you, I let him say he was quitting because of unsafe conditions, the mining department would have to shut down the mine. You put all those departments together and all the mine bosses... That's a powerful lot of people and a lot of trouble. If Horton Olson testified, he told him that roof was going to cave in.
Ben, it's one thing for Reed to start thinking a little crazy till he gets used to his dad being dead. But don't tell me you're starting to believe in some murder conspiracy.
That didn't have to be some huge conspiracy. It'd only take one wingnut somewhere along the line to say... I'm going to make damn sure Horton Olson doesn't blow the whistle. Then once it's done, it's convenient. The people on top, who maybe don't even know how it happened, just spread the word not to ask questions.
They can't tell the RCMP not to ask questions.
Bonnie, the riding North Star mine is in has been cabinet ministers as long as I can remember.
2 bullets in his head.
Yeah. They're saying he reloaded and shot himself again. Can't blame Reed for figuring somebody killed his father to keep him from telling the truth. But nobody gives a damn.
Well, I'm cleaning the senator's house tomorrow. If there's any political pressuring going on around here, he'd know.
Well, he hasn't been a senator in 10 years. Well, 5 at least.
There's no such thing as a retired politician.
Bonnie... You can't just come out and bald-faced ask somebody something like that.
Why not?
Oh, Bonnie, that was a long shift. Here for some iced tea?
I sure would. Thank you. Oh, I forgot to turn off the radio inside.
Oh, not to worry. I'm a shareholder in Nova Scotia Power.
I turned it on to hear the news while I was dusting. Seems like you can't turn on the radio or pick up a newspaper these days without hearing about the North Star mine.
Terrible accident. A terrible accident.
Sounds like the only accident was it didn't happen sooner.
You can drive yourself mad paying attention to what things sound like, Bonnie. Anything lacking hard evidence is only another wisp in the miasma of innuendo.
24 men killed.
I believe it was 23.
Not if you add Horton Olson to the list.
Who is Horton Olson?
Was. He used to be a mine safety inspector. Last week they found him in the woods with two bullets in his head. They're calling it a suicide.
A man would have to really want to die.
His son believes he was going to testify and blow the whole thing wide open.
Conspiracy theories can be very comforting.
It wouldn't be very comforting to a lot of powerful people if Horton Olson came out with hard evidence that they all knew the mine was rotten.
And what kind of hard evidence does Horton Olson's son imagine Horton Olson had in his possession?
I don't know. It's not hard to guess. He suddenly took early retirement 6 months before the cave-in. Sounds to me like he went to his superiors and told them North Star was breaking every safety regulation in the book. They told him to forget it, so maybe he tried to go over their heads and got the same thing.
Do you really believe that's the way the world goes, Bonnie? That a safety inspector's superiors would tell him there was political pressure to ignore regulations?
That's what it sounds like.
Sounds like. There you go again. You know, Bonnie, you do a grand job of keeping my house clean and not making Nora feel too guilty about it. And I look forward to our tea breaks. But I spent 50 years of my life battling maybes. I don't appreciate someone carting another basket of maybes into my quiet little corner of reminiscences and backyard birding.
So I should shut up about it, or you'll find another cleaning lady.
I don't believe I said that.
That's the impression I got.
I'm not responsible for your impressions, Bonnie. That's only innuendo.
He said at the North Star inquiry that he had no direct evidence, but his supervisor would always come back red-faced from meetings with the minister and make the staff's lives miserable. Included his testimony with, you know what they say, it always flows downhill.
You learn anything from the senator?
Only innuendo. I'm going to call Corporal Kowalcha. There's a lot of people around who think it's kind of strange that Horton Olson's death was ruled a suicide.
I am aware of that.
Don't you think it's kind of strange?
Strange, yes, but possible. The medical report said that both bullets were fired from directly under the chin. One of the bullets wouldn't have caused immediate death, although it would have incapacitated most human beings. A .22 with standard short-round ammunition. It's possible.
The inquest didn't say possible. They ruled it a definite suicide.
I don't have a hand in making those kinds of decisions. I just collect all the evidence I can and present it to the coroner.
Don't you think the coroner made his decision awfully fast? Do you think someone higher up could have suggested maybe that'd be a good decision to make?
This line of conversation, Mrs. Marsden, is not one you really want to continue.
Well, we're not going to have those date squares for dessert tonight, after all.
Where are you going?
Well, if anybody can tell me more about what was going on with Reed's father, it'll be Reed's mother. And you can't just go visiting where there's been a death in the house without bringing along a cake or a casserole or something. Right?
We used to sit out here after supper as soon as the weather got good. Me with my rocking chair and crocheting and Horton with his crossword puzzle. Oh, it was nice of you to come visit, Bonnie. Did you get the day off from the credit union?
I don't work there anymore.
Oh. Yes, there's been lots of visitors. No one knows quite what to say, and anyone that does try talking about it always asks me if he seemed any different in the while before it happened. No, he didn't seem any different.
And was he planning to testify at the inquiry?
Oh, I don't know. He never talked much about what he was planning to do. I know he was upset when the cave-in happened, but that was almost 2 years ago.
Why did he take early retirement?
He said his leg was getting too bad for tramping around underground. Wounded in Korea, you know.
Did he have any visitors lately? You know, people coming around asking him questions?
Maybe, down at the Legion. Oh, I wouldn't know. You know, he did get a few phone calls in the last month or so. Men's voices I didn't recognize. He'd say he'd take it in the den and made sure I hung up in the kitchen. And once, a man in a fancy suit showed up in a shiny new car with those license plates hanging in plastic.
Dealer's plates.
Mm-hmm. Horton got in and was gone for an hour or so. He didn't have liquor on his breath, so I guess they were just driving around. It was a big car, a lot bigger than the one that's going along the... Oh, that's Reed's car. Oh, it can't be that late already. He's been stopping in on his way home from work, but oh, it can't be that.
It's only 3 o'clock.
Hi, Mom. Hello, Bonnie.
Is something wrong?
No. Slow afternoon at the feed mill, so the boss let me off early.
Then you've got time for a cup of tea. Oh, dear Bonnie. All this time you've been listening to me nattering, and I haven't even offered you a cup of tea. I'll just be a minute.
The fact is, Reed, I didn't just stop by for a sympathy visit. I've been trying to find out whether your father...
You should come see Dad's gazebo.
Gazebo?
Yeah, come on. Dad was one of those guys who'd see a word in a book or on a set of plans, but he never heard it pronounced. By the time he got it half-built, he'd heard gazebo enough times, but he still called it his gazebo. Yeah, I was kind of hoping he'd start asking questions. Ben told me there was a few times you figured out things that the cops couldn't solve.
He did.
But if you want to find out about Dad, there's no point talking to Mom.
How's that?
They never talked about hardly anything. Mom took care of the house and the kids, and Dad took care of the bills, and that was that. But I got a pretty good idea who he did talk to.
Who's that?
Dad'd be mortified if he thought I knew. Some of the times he went down to the Legion, he didn't always go down to the Legion. He tried to snug his car in close to the windbreak, but he never should have bought a purple car. You know Vera Bishop?
A little. When I was still at the credit union, I helped her straighten out her credit card.
Well, most of her income wouldn't show up on receipts from what I hear.
Tea's ready.
Thanks, but I gotta get going. Nice gazebo. Hello, Vera. Remember me?
Oh, sure. Bonnie. I didn't recognize you in jeans.
I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No. Come on in.
I'm trying to find something out. Reed Olson's a friend of my husband, and Reed's got himself all twisted up, thinking there was more to his father's death than the police are saying. Reed says his father used to talk to you a lot.
Reed tell his mother that?
No. Never even told his father he knew about it. Said his father would have been mortified.
Well, he's sure so mortified now. Poor, dumb, tough old bugger. Glass of wine?
No, thanks.
Leaves more for me. I never much minded old Horton hanging around. Long as he cleared out when I had other company.
Did he ever say he was thinking of testifying at the North Star Inquiry?
Sometimes. Sometimes he said he was thinking of not testifying. That's all he talked about. The cave-in and what a rotting hellhole that place was. When he wasn't talking, I knew that's what he was thinking about. Oh, there was a while I thought he'd got out of that rut. But then the inquiry started up, and he couldn't get away from it.
Did he ever tell you why he took early retirement?
Sure, more or less. He drove up there one day for a safety appointment. That was the rules for North Star. Safety inspectors called up the mine managers and told them when they'd be coming. Horton said he sat in his car looking at the mine entrance, thinking, I'm 3 years from retirement, and I don't want to die down there. Then he turned around and drove away.
Do you know if he told anybody else he was thinking of testifying? Somebody who might have spread the word to the people who didn't want him to?
Nobody had to spread the word. They were on him like rats on cheese from all sides, telling he ought to testify or he shouldn't testify or what he should say if he did. There was even some guy owns a car dealership, showed up at Horton's door with a brand new luxury vehicle, gave Horton a drive, and kind of gave him the idea Horton could keep the car if he didn't plan to drive anywhere near the inquiry.
They couldn't bribe him, so...
So what?
Reed thinks someone killed his father to keep him from testifying.
And what do you think?
Well, $100 million in tax money and God knows how many millions from the owners. That's a lot of people with a lot of power and a lot to lose. If Horton Olson knew how high the orders came down from and was planning to get up on the stand and say so...
Oh, I don't know how much he knew. He said his bosses wouldn't tell him outright why nothing was going to change. It was all just...
innuendo.
I'm going to show you something, and I want you to tell Reed about it. I got it in the mail a couple of days after they started searching the woods for Horton Olson. Well, wasn't much of a search, was it? Just by the trout stream he used to spend all summer long when he was a kid. Here.
Don't feel bad for what I did, just for what I didn't do. I should have tried harder. I didn't sign.
He didn't have to. It's his handwriting, or his printing. Look at the other side.
Fred Atkinson. Tom LeBlanc. It's just names.
23 of them. He knew them all by heart. The day after I got that in the mail, I took it to the Mounties and showed it to Corporal Woodchuck.
Kowalchuk.
Yeah. Before I showed it to him, I made him promise to keep it confidential. Just tell the coroner or the magistrate or whoever the hell runs those inquests.
So, Horton Olson took his old 22 out into the woods, sat down under a tree, put the barrel under his chin and pulled the trigger. Came to and found out he was only half dead. So he fumbled around for another shell and worked the bolt again.
I told you he was a tough old bugger. But dumb. He was free and clear. Why'd he have to go do something so goddamn stupid?
Fred Atkinson. Tom LeBlanc.
Well, I guess after supper I better go have a long talk with Reed.
And I'd better call Corporal Kowalchuk and apologize.
Sounds like you got the tougher job.
I don't think so.
Well, I don't guess it'll come as bad news to Reed to hear his father had a conscience. Getting to be a rare commodity these days. And
Ben?
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize it was that loud.
It wasn't. I wasn't sleeping.
How'd your apologizing go?
Corporal Kowalchuk just said, fair trade, conspiracy for conspiracy.
Huh?
You remember when Ray Fletcher got killed, Corporal Kowalchuk was sure it was some big-time gangster conspiracy?
Until you showed him different.
How's Reed?
Oh, not so good. Well, not so bad. At least he's not driving himself crazy imagining things.
Conspiracy theories can be comforting.
Huh?
Oh, just something the senator said. I guess we'll never know whether the politicians and the mine managers and the bureaucrats were all in on some plan to keep the mine running even though it wasn't safe. But you know, that'd almost be more comforting than the way it looks to me now.
How's it look to you now?
Like they didn't have a plan at all. They just didn't give a damn about anything except the nameplates on their desks. Still don't.
Same everywhere.
Oh, come on, Ben. Don't let one horrible disaster make you all...
It isn't just one. It's everywhere. Listen.
The fireball's hands are clean as he whistles.
Never changes. They just wash their hands and walk away clean.
No, they don't. They have to live with it.
Are you telling me any of them slick bastards are going to lose one night's sleep over...
That's not what I meant. I meant they have to live in a world of lies and liars who don't even know they're lying. It's a life sentence.
I'd rather see the bastards rot in jail.
So would Horton Olson. But all he had was innuendo. And a sense of responsibility. You coming to bed?
Depends on whether I can get out of this chair.
Give me your hand.
You've been listening to Episode 7 of Clean Sweep, a play called Death by Innuendo, written by Alf Silver. In the cast, Deborah Allen played Bonnie Marston. Richard Donat was her husband, Ben. Sam White played Reed Olson. Mike Pellerin was Corporal Kowalczyk. Sheila Piercy played Mrs. Olson. Jeannie Staffels was heard as Vera, and Bill Fulton played the senator. With them were Ashley Swain as Melissa and George Jordan as the announcer. The original music was composed by Scott McMillan and David McIsaac and was performed by Gordon Stovey, Jamie Gatti, and Andre Lacroix, together with the two composers. The recording engineer was Pat Martin, with sound effects by Dermot Kenny. The associate producer was Peggy Hemsworth, casting by John Dunsworth and Alex Duncan. Clean Sweep is produced and directed in CBC Radio's Halifax Production Center by Bill Howell, the executive producer of The Mystery Project. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments.